Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mika Luciano, here, and you back with another episode of Henny, Hookah, and the Homies. Grab your Henny, light your hookah, and lock in with your homie. It's our 10th episode, and it's going to be very, very special. It's dedicated to some very, very special people, and it's a little difficult to have these conversations, but they are well needed because it is a part of our lives. Today, we'll be talking about experiencing loss. And how it affects us in our endeavors and our journeys going forward and even in our everyday lives. I have with me two very special people. I have my best friend, Nay Santana.
Good evening.
Super
productive. Oh, man. Come on now.
The house supposed to top this one.
CEO of Lemonade Lashes and the Lemonade Stand.
Period.
And I also have with me my very, 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 very good long-term friend, CEO of Events by Jazz, Jasmine.
Hey.
That girl.
Did I do it right?
I want to say thank y'all for agreeing to do this, for coming and sit with me.
No problem.
It's really, really special. The first thing I want to discuss is experiencing a great loss and just like the type of journey that is dealing with that, coping and even just trying to wrap your mind around that situation.
Hmm. That's a difficult one.
I don't know if it's really a coping mechanism that really works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me. For other people, it could be different. Mm-hmm. For me, I don't feel like there's really, like, a coping mechanism that works. Like, honestly, this is probably the first time in my life where I allowed myself to actually feel and just go through the emotions to know that I actually have feelings. Because beforehand, it was just like, oh, you gone? All right, cool. You know, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for somebody you love and care about, and you thought, like,
as naive as I am,
yeah, to think that this person would live forever, definitely mm-hmm. didn't think she would leave me when I'm 29.
Yeah.
So I don't really have, like, a coping mechanism. You know, I try to stay positive. Like, I don't try to, like, think about all of, like, the what ifs. Like, I try to, like, stay in the moment of, like, all of our good times we had, like our relationship got real close after I had my daughter. Like, we was already close, but the lady was the person that I called every day.
For everything.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, just, you know, allowing myself to, like, feel those emotions. And also, too, another thing was I was so big on not needing people mm-hmm. because I felt like, shit, I had my mom. I don't need nobody else. Like, fuck everybody else.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Can I curse on this?
Yes.
Please curse. Please curse.
So it wouldn't be me.
It was like, fuck everybody else. Like, I don't need you. A friend, I don't need you. But now it's like, I don't need you, but I kind of need you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to keep me sane.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So I do lean on, like, people more. Not in, like, a negative way, but just, like, to know that there's still human touch. Because sometimes losing people, we can get this numbness about ourselves
mm-hmm.
that, like, it makes it hard to, like, even want to love again or care for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was definitely deep. I'm sorry about your mom, Jazz. That was an amazing lady.
She was a cool
little chick. Yeah, cool little chick. You know what I'm saying? She definitely reminded me of my mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost a spouse. And it's like, that's difficult too because, like, granted, when you lose people, you know what I mean? I've lost a lot of people in my life. You know, I lost my dad. I've lost, you know, the people I was talking to, you know, mm-hmm. friends, stuff like that. But, like, losing someone that you sleep with every single day. Like,
mm-hmm.
every single day. You know what I'm saying? Your whole life is based upon, you know, with this person, how you move. You know what I mean? Like, every day. Like, you know, when you with someone, it's like you don't even want to eat unless you eat with your boyfriend mm-hmm. Or your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So it's like, imagine that. It's like, it's the littlest stuff, I think, that people don't realize that will affect, just like what I said, the whole like maybe eating thing. It's like, damn, I remember when this shit happened, and it was like when I was actually able to like get an appetite, it was like, I don't even want to eat shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I
was so everything.
It changed everything. I was so used to calling her like, babe, what we gonna eat tonight? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I can't do that no more.
Your daily routine.
My daily fucking routine was totally messed up. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we used to go to work, we had like the same schedule. So, you know, when we were both at work, we'll go on break together. You know what I'm saying? So when it came, I'm on lunch break, having to get used to not calling her anymore. Like, it's like the littlest shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what the fuck? You know, we was together for like 3 years, you know? So that's a, that's something to really break, you know? Yeah. It,
what a bond to break.
Man, that shit real as hell.
Man, I'm gonna talk about my cousin. I didn't realize the type of relationship we had when we were having it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just like, I love you, you here, whatever. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until he passed that I'd have moments when I'm like, I'd be at work because, you know, he helped me get my job or whatever, but I would be at work and moments when some shit had happened on a bus or something like that, and I'd be ready to call him, and I would, in my mind, not even putting it in the front of my mind, and he's
that's
gone.
That's when it hurt the most.
And then some shit had happened, and I'd be like, damn. Like, I had to walk away.
You said gotta be on. I swear to God, bro. This gotta be on.
He figured out how it worked.
Bro,
I don't feel her though.
I'm sorry. She got a heated jacket on right now, and it just heated up.
bro, feel the back of this motherfucking jacket. It got to be on.
You probably the reason it's so hot in here.
It ain't that. Bro.
Like, I had to walk away from that job. I couldn't work it because it was everything there that just reminded me.
Yeah.
And it just made it so sad and depressing. Like, I feel like I didn't even appreciate the time that I had with you, because now I call you. I realize I call you for every little thing when I'm going through things with my mom, when it's stuff that I need to talk about my daughter, anything, like little shit. It'd be the smallest conversations, and I can't even have them with you no more. Like, I realize that, and it's like a gaping hole that'll never be filled for me.
Yeah.
And I've never experienced that because I've lost relatives and people, you know, but not like that.
Yeah,
not somebody that you're connected with on a day-to-day, I am relying on you. I need you. I seek counsel in you or whatever. Like, I've never went through that, and it still fucks me up right now.
Because
it just be times when I'll literally hear his laugh in my head, you know, or I'll catch a scent and it'll remind me, and it'll just put me in a whole little trance. And then even with George, even though our relationship was, you know, what it was, this is somebody that I've known since childhood. And for a little minute, this was somebody that I interacted with every day, even when we broke up. Like, a day didn't go past and I didn't hear his voice, even whether it was to argue with him or to just talk about shit, like, whatever it was. And just now you're just gone. Like, you got to be fucking kidding me. That shit is crazy.
When I say I love you, just know that I mean it.
Still goes on. So it's like, how the fuck do you bring yourself to go and function, especially running a business or even considering keeping a business going, and your mind is just all over the fucking
place.
or you thinking like, okay, I'm gonna do this job today, and your day, you wake up and it's one of your days, your bad day, yeah, when you can't days. Get this person off your mind, man. Like you crying, you in a baby fetal position, it's like, oh shit, this person gave me their money to cater their event, and I still gotta do it, with tears coming down my eyes.
Cause you never know when those days happen.
You
like,
really don't.
Like you, like I swear to God. Like I mean, it's been all. It's been almost 2 years now. Almost been like a year and a half. And it's like, you know, one thing I would say is time definitely heals, but it does not make you forget. Mm-hmm. But looking at the growth that you know, how where I am now compared to like that same month when it happened. Even that same year when it happened, it's like it's definitely progress. But on days when I think I'm good, I be good. Like I be chilling, I be good. And all of a sudden, I don't know what it is. I don't know if she's next to me, whatever. And I just feel a presence or whatever. And I'm like super sad. I can't even explain it, you know. And people ask me like, "What's wrong, Naya?" You know, I legit. It's nothing that I can explain. It's like. I don't know.
Half the time, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about it. Because it's like, I don't want you to feel sorry for me for this situation. Because mm-hmm. it's nothing for you to feel sorry for me. You can't apologize for it because it's happened already. Yeah. But I just need to cry this one out. Just like, you know, let me
people
cry
like
out.
They always need to give you advice. And
like, no, like, I'm good. Like, let me go through this by myself. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that shit. It's nothing that you could say. It's nothing. Only how you will understand it if you legit go through it.
Yeah.
Like,
I would definitely say that.
Yeah.
And I even shared that with you. Like, when Flea first passed, I thought, you know, I'm going to give her space. I know it's a bunch of people calling her, texting her. And I feel like with death, you need that alone time, too. So, it's like, okay, I touch base with you here and there, but... When I went through that shit with my cousin, it was like, no, I don't want to call nobody. But when people reached for me or communicated to me, it was like, oh, some comfort.
I need that.
Like,
that's how
it was. I was like, I need some type of daily reminder of, like, life is still normal type of thing. So I would still try to talk to my friends that I would talk to on a daily basis. Of course, they would want to try to, you know, console me and be like, you know, talk about my mom. And I'm like, no. So, girl, let's talk about this. Like, what nails that you doing today?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, what you got going on? Like, I want a regular life. Mm-hmm. I want a regular moment. Because everything around me is... You know, doing a service, trying to figure out this, trying to figure out that. And it was a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
I can say, though, with experiencing this loss, it's changed my perspective. Like, I love human life a lot more.
I can definitely agree.
I can appreciate interactions, moments. Like, I miss a lot of shit being too busy or, you know what I'm saying, just whatever, wrapped up in my own shit. And now it's like I'm making a point. And I still have to remind myself of this now, but I'm making a point. The important moments, I don't give a damn if I got to climb Timbuktu to be there. I'm going to be there because you never know when that last memory is the last memory. Like, it's changed my perspective on me going after my dream and my goals because, like I said in one of my episodes before, if I left this earth today, am I happy with what I've done so far? Am I in a place where I'm happy? You know what I'm saying? Am I doing what I want to do for me, or am I living for everyone else? Like, it's changed my perspective on a lot of things. But
it has definitely changed my perspective as well. But you know what? I think it has really, I think I look at this more importantly. The time that I'm here, like, I understand that, you know, me reaching goals that I want to do all this. But at the end of the day, what I've witnessed was, like, when Flea died, the amount of people that always said, man, she was so cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember this time when she made me feel like this. Or I was at a party. Or I was whatever. And she made me feel like family. Like, it was more that. So it's like, with me, it's like, I'm here. I want to be remembered, like, how did I make people feel? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
what? I love you.
Yeah. I love you too, baby.
I definitely love you.
I love you too. It's like, you know, I think that is so important. You get what I'm saying? Because, I can go out being a millionaire, got this, got that. But when all that shit is gone, it's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. That don't mean shit. It's like, how did this person make you feel? How did this person impact you? I've heard the littlest stuff from, they experience some flea. It's crazy. And it's like even though, like, to know flea is to love her. You know what I mean? So, I swear to God. So, it's like, even through all the crazy and all that, majority of the people is like, man, she was really a cool-ass girl. Like, just, you know,
she
just...
She left her mark.
She left her mark. Like, she made you feel like family. When she fucked with you, she fucked with you. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's so fucking important. Yeah. That's so
that's
fucking important.
That's actually more important. The mark that you leave.
That you leave. Yeah.
Well, if you made it this far, you a star. I'd like to say thank y'all for locking in with us with this conversation. We're going to pick up part two of this next week, Wednesday at 6 p.m. So, until next time, homies, keep your Henny pour, your hookah lit, and keep working hard. Love y'all. I'm out.
Hoping one day I'ma see you again. Know every day I'll be needing you here. Post up in two of us until the end. It's just a heartbreak that nothing can mend.